You're listening to a podcast of the Internet Advisor Show. To see the show notes for this program, visit our homepage, theinternetadvisor.net. You'll discover past podcasts, our free toolkit with software to clean up your computer and keep it running strong, and many other resources. If you have a question for our hosts, just click the contact button on the homepage and send us an email with the details. And don't forget to look for us on Facebook and Twitter and at Detroit's newest podcast network, PodcastDetroit.com.
Thank you for being with us here for the extended version of the Internet Advisor. That means that we're going to be here until 6:30 when the pregame show starts for the big Michigan State Big Ten championship game that's coming up. But in the meantime, for those of you who happen to be hanging around right now, if you have a computer problem, here's a number to call, 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0957. It's a whole group of people standing by here to help you get some answers. Thank you so much for being with us for the third hour of our program. Shannon's already breakdancing in there. Thank you very much to Shannon Bailey and to Eric Dortch, who has really been at the wheel for a while here. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And it's quite a sacrifice for a newly married young man to be doing that kind of thing. Thanks, Eric, for being with us. Our number here is 800-859-0957. We've got Gary Baker, Cal Carson, and Shane Hamlin in studio here, ready to answer some questions as we're kind of motoring towards that big game coming up. And pregame show will start very close to the bottom of the hour, and we're going to get to our callers. And, let's just jump right into it. We've got Lloyd from Canton with us. Lloyd, thanks for being with us here on the extended version of the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Okay, I'm an old World War II vet, and I'm not too sharp. But I've got the Microsoft 10,
yep.
And I have to type in a code before I can open it up. Now, how can I do that without it? I didn't when I had 8.
Well, thank you first. Shane and Cal are thinking about the answers, I'll thank you for your service in World War II.
Well, thank you very much.
We really appreciate that.
Really appreciate it, yeah. And for your sticking around for the new technology as well. My dad My dad was a World War II veteran, and he loved getting into computers. He was into them in the late 80s, and he saw me getting
in. Well, that's me, too. I'm 94.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
I love getting into computers. iPad also.
I love it. You are rocking this. You're rocking this whole world, Roy. We're really grateful for that. So your problem is when you try to sign in, you are being requested to put a number in there, right?
A code in.
Yeah, a PIN of some kind.
Well, yeah, it's Microsoft 10. I switched from
You went from 8 to 10. Now, how did you do that? Through the download procedure, the upgrade procedure?
Yeah, right.
Boy, that's strange that it's asking you for an access code because it really shouldn't.
The first time I put it on, it didn't ask me, and I went pretty good for a while.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it started to ask me. I took it off and put 8 back on, which was easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I put 10 back on again, and it's asking me again.
Uh-huh. Is it asking you for a product key to activate Windows?
Windows comes up, and it's got a little box there which says type in your code.
No,
and
that
I
sounds like
type in a code, and then it'll come up.
Yeah, it sounds like the PIN number is what they're looking for, personal identification number.
You're probably right, but it's
now when you went, Lloyd, when you went,
it's a regular code like you put on your
like when
email.
When you log in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it have your username sitting there?
No. All it's got is in the right hand corner on the bottom. It's got two little things that says. You want to go on the internet and one other little thing.
Yeah,
that's all it's got. I tried everything, and maybe I'm stupid.
I
get it off.
Lloyd, you are anything but stupid. You are a bold man. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, without seeing this particular incident, I mean, you know, when you say access code, and it could be PIN word or it could be password.
I would say more like a password.
Yeah.
Is
Windows running at this point?
No, I don't have the computer on. But
No.
Is the Windows functioning? Can you open?
Oh, yes. Once you get on, it's perfect.
Okay, so are we talking about maybe your internet password?
And what do you type? What do you type in? Or do you just bypass it?
I type in a, for instance, it says a 7 or 8 letter code. You got to have so many numbers and so many
and
words.
Do you type into it? What do you type in?
You get into it, and then when you do that, it comes right up.
Wireless, I think.
No, I'm thinking it's his Microsoft password that for some reason it wasn't entered in before. Mm-hmm. Do you know
when the first time I had Microsoft 10, mm-hmm. it didn't do it.
I know, but Lloyd, let me ask you this question. Yeah. And what I'm going to do is this. We'll probably wrap up on this, and then I want you to email us so we can deal with this a little more detailed.
Or hang on during the break.
Yeah, but yeah. Have you ever entered your Microsoft password in? You know the number that gets you into Microsoft?
Yeah, I can get that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try that, Lloyd, okay? And then what we're going to do is we're going to put you on hold.
That won't open it up.
Are you sure?
No. Okay. I can't do nothing.
Oh, wait. Have you tried using your Microsoft password in that box?
I think this is probably my Microsoft password I'm using.
Mm-hmm. And it's like about 8 letters long.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay, then let's do this. We're gonna put you on hold, okay? And then what I'm gonna do is this: we're gonna try to get hold of you during the break. We'll make sure that you can get hold of us by email, and then we're gonna look at this and see if we can find an answer for you. Okay? So we're gonna take a break in just a few moments. Our number here is 800-859-0957. We've got a whole bunch of people: Doug and Wixom and Gary and Hudson and another Gary in Oxford. We're going to try to get to you guys as quickly as we can before we break for the game and say goodbye. But remind you that you can go to the internetadvisor.net website and go to the contact button there. And once you hit that contact button, you can put in all the questions you want. And then after that, send it off to us on an email and we can take some time to answer this, which is what we do during the week.
And even when we're not on, when we're preempted and there's a basketball game on.
Between 5 and 6.
We will be here in the studio between 5 and 6 and we'll pick up the phone if you call us during that time. So remember the number for next week or 2 weeks from now or whenever we're preempted.
All right. We're going to try to get back in just a minute and take as many of these calls as we can before we break off. But thank you so much for joining us for this supersized Internet Advisor with Foster Brown, Gary Baker, Cal Carson, and Shane Hamlin back in just a moment to help. First of all, thank you so much for all the folks who are calling in. Doug, Gary, and Gary will be getting with you in just a moment. But first, we want to tear a little business here. The ladies from the Michigan Council of Women in Technology had a competition going this afternoon for high school girls in web design. And we promised we would acknowledge the winners. And Gary, let's you and I try to do this like they do on the Emmys, okay? In the 2015 advanced category, the winners... First place, $750 and a paid summer internship at Comerica Bank goes to Jillian Ritchie from Clarkston High School. Congratulations, Jillian. Second place. I'll try this one.
You'll try that one. Okay.
Yeah. Second place, $500 scholarship goes to Sadia Jiban and to Maliha Latif. Congratulations. They're from Fitzgerald High and then also from Fitzgerald High.
Yes. Santia Stewart gets $300 for third place. So not only are they having fun learning a lot, it's financially rewarding.
And honorable mentions go to Caitlin, I think it's Bernie or Baron, and Olivianne James from Lakeshore High School, Shreya Mulapudi from Farmington, and Varmitha Pudlathi from the International Academy East.
And I'm really glad you're doing that.
Okay. The 2015 beginner category, you can take that one.
Hannah Watkins, first place. Yeah, let's hear it for Hannah.
Lakeshore High School,
and $400 for first place winner in the beginner category.
And Madison Worthben was second place, also from Lakeshore High School. And then third place was...
Carolyn Schuling.
Very good. And honorable mentions?
Canton High School.
Honorable mentions to Kate Bartley in Heartland High School, Jocelyn Schlosser from Canton High, and Summer Nguyen from International Academy East. Way to go, young ladies. You have done yourselves proud and a lot of very deserving young women there.
And boy, next time, get involved. So that's the Michigan Chapter of Women in Technology, MCWT. Go online, and if you have a young lady... these are lots
excellent,
of fun. So.
Excellent. Thanks, Gary. Okay, let's go to Doug in Wixom. Doug, let me see if we can help you quickly here before we break away for the game. And this is iPod stuff we're talking about.
That's correct. Yeah, my wife has, I broke my computer, and so she had a computer, and she, I guess she did what she calls, she mirrored it. So I have, her iTunes library, and then I have my old, iTunes library from my old computer, on an iPod, and I want to go to the iTunes store and stuff, which I can't, because she told me once I plug in, you know, I've been charging her from the wall outlet, but once I plug in, I will erase her library on that computer, which I don't want to do.
Right.
But I still would like to go to the iTunes store, because on my old computer, I did have, I was signed into it, and, you know, I had a balance, and I could order new songs and all that stuff.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Cal, thoughts?
Are you using a Windows or a Mac computer?
That is very good. I think it's Windows.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, as long as you have another login ID or user ID that you're using on that machine and you plug your iPod in, then it should create a Windows library, iTunes library under that ID only and have no effect at all upon her ID. And her window.
And shouldn't her ID make her safe? Her content is still in the cloud in iTunes.
Yeah, under her Apple account, she can create a secondary profile and have it be him, you know.
She can make another profile and make it let it be me. I just want to make sure the one I plug my iPod in, it doesn't, detract from her library. Right.
Well, let's be real quick about this. Let's make sure we understand that with any kind of these kind of things, make sure your backup is up to date, okay?
Okay, thanks again. I sure appreciate your show all these years.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, let's go to Gary in Hudson. Gary, welcome to the Internet Advisor. Can we help you?
I just had a comment on that problem that Jesus had there.
Yes.
Before. I have the same thing happening, and I'm using two different browsers, and that keeps popping up.
Oh, in both of the browsers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plug-in. You need a plug-in or something like that.
Yeah.
And so what do you do to get around it?
Ignore it.
Just ignore it. Okay. All right.
That's it. So you can keep on marching on then, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it'll come up 2 minutes later, and then you just
What you got to do is you got to find
else.
So you want to find the plug-in, put it in so it doesn't keep bugging you, right?
Well, is that what I don't do? Know. I mean, I don't want to plug in. It operates with a plug in regardless of what site I'm on, I'm using.
Well, how about this? We suggested this to Jesus beforehand. And by the way, we're being straight, folks. This was a gentleman who called in from Detroit and identified himself that way. That you go into each of the browsers, go to the settings, and then try to set them back to default.
Reset them.
Reset them to default and see if that helps you. Have you tried that yet, Gary?
I haven't tried that. No, I give up. You know, I've only been on the computers every day for 50 years, and there's always something different coming
yes,
up.
Yes, you're right. It's always something. As Rosanna Dana used to say, it's always something different.
Well, don't give up. Jesus didn't give up. You shouldn't either.
All right, Gary, thanks so much. I'm glad you have you've soldiered through for the last 50 years on this. Hey, folks, it has been a ball being here for a little bit extra time. We normally are on the air on WJR from 4 to 6 on Saturdays with the Internet Advisor. When you can't hear us, we're still here recording a program that is a podcast that can now be heard on the iTunes library, or you can simply go to internetadvisor.net and you'll find a whole list of our podcasts there.
And just real quickly, I just want to let everybody know that on December 20th at 3 p.m. we'll have the Mac Group meeting. Dave McGuire will be presenting information about OS 10 for the Mac, and I'll be doing a presentation on backup, and we'll both be talking about viruses and malware.
Go ahead. No, go.
You can get all that information at internetadvisor.net. We link off that to macgroup.org. It's on you.
Oh, me?
Yes.
You know what? I talked about it earlier before the show. Looks like my old video gaming show is going to be coming back on the air.
Oh, yes.
Pwned Radio.
Wonderful.
On our Podcast Detroit network.
Yes, podcastdetroit.com is the network that we're on now as a brand new network. And Shane is coming back with
after
his
the
gaming
first
show.
Of the year.
Woohoo! We will definitely have to promote that. Gary, Cal, Shane, thank you very much. Shannon and Eric, thank you as well for making this show possible. And the rest of you, go green.
Go green, go white.
Go white. Have a great night. You've been listening to the Internet Advisor Show, Detroit's longest-running, locally produced computer show, with Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and our team of experts. For more information about our weekly show, to ask a question of our experts, or find the show notes for this podcast, visit InternetAdvisor.net and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to check the other great podcasts available on this PodcastDetroit.com network. Thank you for listening.